The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. There's a no-deal dossier. They say it's a government dossier. It's the most alarmist thing you could ever read. I was reading a bit of this, last night. If there's no deal, well, then fresh food will be less available. A hard Irish border. That'll be protests. Fuel will become less available. Oh, Adam.
Bear in mind that these are the government's own documents, although they have, of course, slightly backtracked, saying this is a worst-case scenario. That's so, of course, there could be better scenarios and better cases. Mm-hmm. But this report called the Yellowhammer Report, or nicknamed in one or two of our newspapers Operation Chaos, does absolutely suggest that if there's a no-deal Brexit, we will have, certainly in the short term, traffic jams at ports, shortages of fresh food, fuel, medical supplies, clashes at sea over fishing rights, civilian protests, the hard border, problems.
But this is written by all these left-wing bureaucrats who hate Brexit, and then they give it to the government and someone's leaked it. Hello, hello, big surprise.
Well, I'm not entirely sure that the civil service would go along with being left-wing, but...
Oh, dear. They're all Remainers.
I'm not sure if the civil service... I mean, there are certainly the majority of MPs are or were Remainers. Actually, I think the majority of MPs are now, that's the way the referendum's gone. 3 years later, that's the way we have to go, whatever they feel in their heart of hearts. Yeah. But the problem is that if this is true, then we're definitely up the Swanee. If it's not true, then fantastic.
Up the Swanee, I love you. What about the Church of England?
Yeah, this is interesting. A couple of the UK's best-known cathedrals have ignited a bit of a blue touch paper of religious debate. And what they've done is they've slightly moved away from the serious worship kind of end of things. So Rochester Cathedral in Kent now has a nine-hole mini-golf course in its nave. And Norwich Cathedral in Norfolk now has a helter-skelter. Both Church of England cathedrals, I probably don't even need to add that. The Helter Skelter is a giant slide that the Reverend Andy Bryan says gives people a fantastic view of its ornate roof and stained glass windows, and therefore gets people in touch with their spiritual side. He may have a point. The Crazy Golf, though, is all about crossing bridges and negotiating obstacles physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I've never quite tapped into Crazy Golf as that, but do you know what? I suppose anything that gets people into a church these days. What the hell, I was going to say, but maybe that's the wrong expression.
You're a funny man. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.